Hello and welcome to Guy Free, working on me, a woman's journey to self-awareness. This is a great moment in your life, a moment where you have decided to stop taking care of everyone else and to just start to take care of yourself. Stick with me through these podcasts and we are going to take the best rides of our lives. Listen up. Guy Free Working on Me is not meant to be a permanent lifestyle. It is meant to be a time in your life where you stop basing your worth, your happiness, and your self-esteem on having a man at your side. This is going to be an all-out redeciding of who you are, who you want to be, and what you feel inside. Are you ready? Let's go. Welcome, everyone. I'm so excited about today's podcast because we have a wonderful guest by the name of Laura Peening. Laura has created something called the Power Peers Network. It's a forum to explore the heroic nature of who you truly are. Seriously, can it get much better than that? Let me tell you a little bit about Laura. Her professional path includes experiences as a Wall Street banker, corporate organizational consultant, nonprofit executive, motivational speaker, and writer. The depth and breadth of these experiences have strengthened her ability to inspire vision, to bring people together, and to develop successful partnerships. As a child, Laura's mother asked her if she wanted to be a big fish in a little pond or a little fish in a big pond. Laura responded, "Neither. I want to be a big fish in a big pond with other big fish loving life and living in harmony." She knew even then that true power seeks peers. Today, the Power Peers Network is the actualization of this intention. The one-hour Power Peers video conferences calls encourage participants to speak from their hearts about what matters to them. They engage in conversations based on respect with the integrity of listening and understanding. The experience is exciting and rewarding for all who participate. So now, everyone, let's welcome Laura Peening. Hello, Laura, and welcome to Guy Free Working on Me.
Thank you, Shauna. It's a great pleasure to be here with you. I love our conversations.
And there's nothing that makes me happier than to have you here to speak to me and address the women and talk about something that is so dear to your heart, and that is the concept of power. And what I am looking forward to is discussing with you the word power, what it means, how women relate to that word, and then to discuss your Power Peers Network, which is a very, very exciting thing that I can't wait to share with our listeners.
Great. So let's start with something small. What is power? It's a feeling. I think it is easier to call it a feeling. It is connected to the non-material reality. It is not something that you can take a pill for. Although the television programs like to think we can, it's not something that anyone else gives you. It is a connection to something greater than your everyday self. It's a connection to something greater than yourself. In my experience, I connect it to life. Life is power. I connect it to what's going on around me. I connect it to being centered. Power is different than force. Most of what we see in the world around us is force, exerted externally and used to control and manipulate and take others' power. And I think that's one of the reasons we have to be very clear what true power means to each of us individually, because it is an inside job.
It sounds like some of what you are talking about is energy. That the power is an energy force within you?
Yes. In fact, just to go take that one step further, it's Glenda Jackson I was reading about. She calls them what makes her work powerful, esoteric energies. I like that phrase, esoteric energies. If we sit down and each consider experiences we have had in our life, when someone has exerted power or force, it's kind of funny. If you think about force, you can find is pounding a desk, is raising your voice, is taking an action that would compel you to do something else. But power itself is more, again, energy, a feeling. You are taken with the person. You are taken with what they're bringing to you. You're taken with what you're bringing yourself when you connect yourself. So yes, it is energy. It is connection. Now, how do we define, you know, when I speak of power as a positive action, as a positive trait. True power to me is positive. So I find it very useful to refer to David Hawkins' book, Power versus Force, because he gives excellent examples and explanation of what real true power is. And to paraphrase him, power arises from meaning. It has to do with motive and it has to do with principle. Power is always associated with that which supports the significance of life itself. It appeals to that part of human nature that we call noble. Mm. Right? It's like we've watched movies and we love these, you know, heroes' journeys. But that's what Joseph Campbell said, right? Each of us are on a hero's journey. We are seeking to be noble. We are seeking to express ourselves with our highest capabilities. That segues into why I call it power peers, because we want people to come into the conversation as peers, taking their best abilities, what their skills and their talents are and their passions, and to speak their values and to get accustomed to that, because unfortunately, that is not the primary behavior pattern of our society.
Yeah, I think that I was reading a quote that I'm going to paraphrase a little bit. It said that basically that power comes alive when you do what you want to do, and it aligns with your values, your intuition, and your creativity. So aligning that energy force that you have, and we want to call it power, with your own values that you're discussing, your intuition, which comes from within, and your creativity, which I always say is how you share with the universe all of that which is within you. So I see that as this magnificent true power.
Right. And the phrase aligning, Carolyn Mace calls it congruence. Being congruent, your actions match your values. I believe that, you know, as we grow as human beings and as spirits and human beings, we, you know, learn more, we become better, greater, smarter, deeper, hopefully. If we're growing, it's a positive force, right? So it's going to positive. That's what we're saying. Everything we talk about really is about assuming that there's a positive core of human spirit. And that's really what we're talking about. No matter what you call it, there is a human spirit. There's a spirit inside of you that is aligned with life, as you said. Call it aligned with the universe. You can call it aligned with God. I think the closest thing we can touch is life, which is why they tell us to go out into nature and to sit with it and to watch the rhythms. What is the power of nature?
Overwhelming, unbelievable.
Yeah, and we can't write it down. Right, and we can't write it down, and we can't codify it, and we can't document it. How the heck does that seed need know to go become a carrot?
It is the exact purpose of that seed. All right, so why is it that women are afraid of or aren't able to get in touch with their own power?
I'm beginning to understand from the conversations we're having in the Power Peers Network that it is the enculturation and the brainwashing and the just the enculturation and the society's way of teaching us is really, I'm not going to say overwhelming because I have great hope for it, but it is insidious and it is deep. So it is that way for female issues, but it's also that way power force issues, because most people think of power as the force, as the controlling, as the manipulating, as the owning, as the dictating. So if you think of power that way, most of us are not interested in that kind of power. We're good people and we want peers and we want a life that's good for most other people. So we have to grab back power as a positive force. And because we all have it and we all have access to it, it's not a gift that someone has. The only advantage anybody else has is maybe for some reason they have greater access, but you can get it and you can learn it and it's yours. And for women, you know, we talk a lot about when we first started the women's movement, well, not the first part, the one that I was participating in the 70s and the 80s. When we went out to Wall Street, one of my first jobs I got because I was a woman and they needed women on their, you know, equal opportunity checklist. And I know that's why I got the job, and pretty much the guy said it, but I did a good job and they kept me on. We were pushed to become replicas of men. So we were women who became poor examples of men as opposed to women. And what we talk about is a woman's power. So if you go to sort of the classic definitions, the woman, the feminine power, which men and women both have male and feminine and masculine powers inside them, but the feminine power is the one connected to the non-material reality. It is the feminine power is the one that sees. And that's what I think they wanted to squash.
Oh.
The ability to see what's really going on, to listen to your intuition, and to understand context. Again, men have it. It's not a male, it's a feminine characteristic as opposed to a masculine characteristic. But we're women, so we have a little bit more of it.
I think part of it is honoring it. And that is a choice that we as women have to start doing, is to honor that power that we have, claim it, and share it. And you are absolutely right. Especially in the male business world, we are breaking ground backwards and forwards. For crying out loud, are the politicians, the female politicians that are now in power, is unbelievable. And I do believe because so many of them are so in touch with their purpose. And that purpose is what is getting women and men to honor them. It's because they are using their power for a higher purpose.
In those cases where they are using their power for a higher purpose, yes, it's greater and it's more powerful, it's more impactful, it's more obvious. Individually, I find very few strong, positive examples of women who are really powerful from their feminine energy. They are good at being in the man's world, and the world is all masculine. I mean, the world is all, it's not just business. Most of our society has been created on a masculine model. Good, better, and different, that's where we're at. And that's what I try to help people understand, is that stop fighting City Hall, stop trying to change what is and create something that's new. And creating something that's new is possible using our feminine power more.
You know, it's interesting because one of my biggest learning lessons and moments of pride within myself was I had a very big meeting in Las Vegas for one of my production companies, and I was pitching a project. And I was told that I had 5 minutes and I was going to go into the board and actually be able to pitch to the entire board because they were all there at one time. Very rare. I walked into this meeting. It was a giant board table and it was all men. And I looked at them. There was the one chair at the very head of the table. And I thought, I am claiming this right now. And I sat down at the head of that table and chose to not only show my power in my creativity with my project, but share my femininity. I decided very clearly I was not going to become a male power essence in that room. I was going to sit back, be comfortable, be a woman, and tell it like it was, share what I had, and absolutely embrace my femininity. And I had watched another friend of mine do the exact opposite and try to emulate being a man in a meeting. And I watched her lose all of her power because of it. And yet, when I felt the most powerful is when I combined both my masculine power with my feminine power.
Yes. Yes, it's balance. Yes, that's true. Because theoretically, if we went to the extreme of the feminine, we would be flighty and crying and emotional. And we don't want that either, because it isn't power. I mean, everything has its place. Again, these are not conversations about rigidity. These are combinations about balance and flowing back and forth between them. But you were in the moment and you made a decision and you didn't say, I'm going to be a girl. You know, you said, I'm going to use my feminine power. And I think that sometimes needs to be clarified, you know, what that is, because I mean, it takes strength to do it. But again, it's about seeing the whole picture. It doesn't mean you have to speak it, but you take responsibility for seeing it. And then you decide what's for your best interest and the best interest of your intention in whatever interaction you are of speaking it. And I think that's sometimes women get confused with that. I know this is audio, but I just want to like lift myself up and lift everyone up, because that's the capacity of power in the feminine, and true power as a whole essence is to raise above and see what's going on, to see the context, understand truth more easily.
Speaking of context, can you explain the peer portion of your power peers?
Yes, because I've been asked, you know, so the Power Peers Network is a one-hour weekly conference call, and it is different than others, because I've been asked why, because the affinity group that we seek to engage is our human spirit. It's the spirit. And I've thought a lot about this because it sounds very dramatic, but in truth, there are not that many forums that focus on something like that. There's no codified programming. There's no, I don't have a lesson to teach you. I have faith that each person that's on that call can access their power, their connection to something greater than themselves, whether it's just the essence of life, a God connection. But I believe that we are peers in our human spirit, and the capacity, strength, and beauty of the human spirit is extraordinary. And we strive for individual excellence and to be of service to all of life. Power peers are not about competing. It's truly a peer situation. And to be honest, I find we all need to learn how to be peers, because again, we've been socialized into a duality of, well, somebody's either higher or lower or better or worse in some context. So I watch the dynamic. And over time, as we talk, I see people sort of shifting into, oh, I can just be my best me and speak to what I need to speak to. And I can, and it's a safe place to say things I haven't been able to say to others and think through.
I love that. And that is why I signed up for it. I love the, I do. I am so excited. I don't have a place. As you were saying, there aren't a lot of places where I can look deep within, find my own power, not feel the necessity to push it on to someone else, to discuss it, to share, to talk about it with my peers, to honor their power, to watch them, listen to them, hear them, embrace their powers without me feeling like I have to change it or change mine in order to fit in. So I'm so looking forward to the Power Peer Network. I'm so looking forward to the process. Would you believe that we're out of time already? So I would love for you to tell everyone how they can follow up, get in touch with you, and find out more.
Thank you. Basically, the best way to do it, you know, through the audio, is go to my website, which is www.powerpeers.net. And on the website, you will find a way to contact me. You'll be able to download the overview, find out when we're starting the next class. The next group is forming for September 8th, Tuesday mornings, and contact me through the website, and we will come back to you and talk to you. We do talk to everyone before they register, just so we understand how we work, that you're ready to be a peer, and we'll enjoy it as much as we want to. So powerpeers.net. And right now we have a special for you. It's an introductory offer of $100 for the first 3 months for the first 30 people who sign up. And we'd love to have you join. So please, powerpeers.net. And thank you so much.
Thank you, Laura. This has been wonderful. I love this
too.
It's so great. I love this because I send out an email. Whenever I send out an email, I have a quote that I live and breathe by, and I share with my women all of the time. So ladies, I'm going to leave you with this amazing quote by Audre Lorde. When I dare to be powerful, to use my strength in the service of my vision, then it becomes less and less important whether I am afraid. Ladies, thank you so much for joining us today on the Guy Free Working on Me podcast. Please be good to yourself. Drink lots of water. Take care of yourself. Surround yourself with wonderful people. And I thank you for letting me into your life today. And I look forward to popping back in again next week. Thank you for joining me today on the Guy Free podcast. My hope is that you leave this podcast inspired, fired up, and ready to take that next step on the magical journey of self-awareness. And then you come back and join us again. Oh, And if you can do me a quick favor, please leave me a 5-star review over on iTunes. I gain so much from reading the reviews and getting feedback from my listeners. Each week, I'm going to choose one special person who's left me a review to win my book, Guy Free Working on Me. That was the book that started it all. Make sure you add your name to the review, and I'll reach out to you if you're the winner. Thanks again for spending your time with me today. Be sure to visit me on the Guy Free Working on Me Facebook page and on workingonme.com for past episodes and insight into the fabulous journey to you.